Uisge Éireann is seeking permission to bring water from the River Shannon to Dublin and nearby counties. It will be the state's largest ever water scheme and is projected to cost €6 billion. The planning application is due to be lodged next week. Our environment correspondent George Lee is here with more. George, for as long as most of us can remember, there's been talk of draining the Shannon. Has it moved a step closer?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't think you'd equate this with draining the Shannon.
But they want to take a little bit of water from the Shannon.
A little bit of water. Now, you have to remember that the way the rainfall has been going, with climate changes, we're getting a lot progressively more rain on average in the West anyway. So I'm not too sure whether or not it equates to draining the Shannon. But there has been a really, really serious issue in relation to the growth of the Eastern and the Midlands region in terms of population. There hasn't been a significant new water supply in the Greater Dublin area for over 60 years. And you can imagine how much the population has grown. The absolute kind of sustainable maximum that they can supply in terms of water in Dublin is about 600 million litres per day. It's regularly well in excess of that, and so it's on a knife edge. Even I think I can remember, was it last winter, that we had conservation orders in relation to water in the Greater Dublin area in January, not in the summer and so on. So things are really, really tight. And so Uisge Éireann have been for many years now, not so much Uisge Éireann but the local authorities before Uisge Éireann, but when Uisge Éireann came along, they really kind of had to address it properly. They've been looking at all the various options. They say that they have looked at 1,000 different options for supplying the water and curing the water supply issue, including examining water, groundwater sources, and also taking water from the River Barrow, which is closer, and so on. They said no matter what way they look at it, taking water from this part of the Shannon looks like the best and most sustainable way of doing it. And so they're talking about taking a very small percentage of the water which flows at the Partine Basin, which is the end of the Shannon, before it kind of flows on into the Limerick area and out into the sea. So it's come down through the country and so on. And they're saying that they don't think that that would have much of an effect. It's a huge, huge project. It's taken a long time to get this far. I spoke with Maria O'Dwyer, and she is the Infrastructure Delivery Manager, Development Management for Uisge Éireann, and this is what she said.
Dublin and the Greater Dublin area is on a knife edge with respect to water supply. But equally, if you look at some of our towns along the Eastern and Midlands route, like if you take Mullingar this year, we had that on a water conservation order for a number of months. Unfortunately, in this country, we don't have a shortage of water, but we very much have a shortage of water infrastructure to move water from where we have it in abundance to where we actually have very little of it. And as you know, in this country, all the water seems to fall in the west, but actually we need a lot more of it in the east. So we need projects like this to be able to move the water to where it's required. I suppose what we would say to people we respect and appreciate, some people have genuine concerns about taking water from the River Shannon, but we looked at 1,000 different options in terms of where to get a new source of water from Dublin through our National Water Resources Plan. And that every time came back as the most sustainable and best place to take that water from is the Partine Basin in the River Shannon. And that's where a lot of water is held in the Shannon. 20% of our landmass drains into the Shannon. We normally talk about the Shannon with respect to flooding and an abundance too much water. And we're only looking to take 2% of that water that goes through the hydro dam. That's equivalent to a tablespoon in a pint of water. So very small amount of water. We believe it'll have negligible, no impact at all on the Shannon. And we don't believe anybody will see any impact, long-term impact, after this project is complete.
That was Maria O'Dwyer of Uisge Éireann. George, there are people who don't feel this is a good idea. What are they saying?
Well, they're saying quite a lot of things. They're saying that they think it's a huge waste of money, that there's an awful lot of leakage of water in the Greater Dublin area, and should Uisge Éireann not be fixing those leaks? Uisge Éireann, of course, says, well, we are, and we've reduced significantly the amount of water going out of them, and we'll continue to do so. They're saying there are closer supplies of water to Dublin, that they should be used. They're saying that the likes of the Poolavuca Reservoir, which is used by ESB for generation of hydroelectricity in around beyond Blessington in County Wicklow, that should be used instead for a reservoir for Dublin, and that could help. So they're saying there are lots of other options. But ultimately, they believe that it's going to damage, conservation-wise, Lower Shannon area. On their website, they have pictures of dried-out Shannon and stuff like that. the PRO for the River Shannon Protection Alliance, that's the group set up to specifically to stop this project. Kay Mullane is her name, and she spoke with Petula Martin this morning, and this is what she said.
Economically, it doesn't make sense. There's a price estimate on it at the moment of 10.4 billion euro. We would say it's the most expensive solution that Ishke Éireann came up with, the only solution that they came up with. And we would also say that they didn't consider alternative solutions. So it's not necessary to take 330 million litres and then pipe it 172 kilometres to Dublin, in the process ploughing over 500 farms and also taking it from a special area of conservation.
That was Kay Mullane. Georgia, talk to us about the logistics of all of this, because it almost goes without saying at this stage that any large project in this country, if it is ever to come to fruition, well, that takes a very long time.
It does. And when you're talking about going through people's land, a lot of work has to be done. And Ishke Éireann has been working on that whole issue of getting the rights to put these pipes under the land holdings of 500 different landowners on the route coming up to the Greater Dublin area. And so they've been working on that, and they had a kind of way leave, voluntary way leave declaration kind of scheme, which was basically signed off and approved by the IFA and the ICMSA, and that they were looking at trying to get these farmers and landowners to agree to a very significant upfront compensation payment, and also some version of payment so that they'd be able to access and maintain and repair, if necessary, this pipeline over the years. They have said to me that they have, of the 500, that three quarters of those landowners have now voluntarily signed up. There's about a quarter of them that remain, and there are various issues. Some of them, they're coming in every day with the signing up of the way leave rights. But some of them, because of with land, in some cases, there's an issue. They have to prove title. And so this can slow up things and complications. So they're going to carry on working in that area. I know that before they got this far, that I had learned that of the that about 150 landowners had requested that the various changes to the route of the pipeline. They were able to accommodate about 50 of them. They were able to partially accommodate about another 50. So that was kind of slightly, put the pipe slightly differently on their land, but they were not able to accommodate another 50. So no doubt there are some people who will still object to it, but we'll have to wait and see with regard to that. In relation to the application that they're putting in, it includes an application for compulsory purchase orders. So they're pushing ahead with this, and they certainly hope to do it. They're going to go to the market to get interest, expressions of interest in relation to the construction project in the first quarter of next year. They expect that if they get the planning permission, which has to be delivered to them within 48 weeks because of the new statutory rules about these critical infrastructure things, and that would, if they get the planning permission, they would start in 2028, and that they would have the water flowing in 2032, 2033, if all goes well. If all goes well is the big thing. So we'll have to see. We know about what happens in relation to judicial reviews and objections and so on. But to get this far is a big thing. It has taken Éireann a long time to get the ducks in a row, to get the permissions, to get so far. They have consultations with lots of people in the public, and no doubt it will remain controversial, particularly in those Midland and Shannon regions.
George, many thanks for that. George Lee, our environment correspondent.